common, a dad's point of view. That's right, B Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadcheck, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook too. Yo, B Sal, he's one hit fool. Yo, happy Father's Day, Dad. I know you don't like rap, but hope you like this one. I mean, I think it's rad.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view, and thank you, Arnie Salen, my now 20-year-old son, for that Father's Day gift last year. I love using it for my show. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. I am on with our political guest, Sherilyn Harley Laban, and we've been talking about the impact of Obamacare on all of us and what the CBO numbers recently have revealed. And then we were segueing very organically, I think, into what parents face and what kids face going forward in our country as it currently stands. So, Sherilyn, let's continue that discussion, please.
Great. Well, where do we begin? I mean, there's so much to say.
Well, let's start with, you said something at the end of the last segment. You said that our kids are going into a world that's significantly different than the one that you grew up in. Why don't you elaborate on that?
Well, I just think that, let's just talk about the economy and start there. The state of affairs right now, with the fact that we have this huge debt and deficit, that a child born now, say today, is basically born with $50,000 albatross around their neck. That's how much they are in debt, so to speak, right? A new baby born.
No, explain that. Where does that number come from? What does it mean?
And that number comes from the fact that we have a certain amount in debt. You know, the Chinese own us. And this is what currently our children and grandchildren essentially are in debt in terms of every individual in this country. This is much, if that debt were personal, that's how much debt that person would be in as soon as they are brought into
the world. Okay, so what does that mean to their life? What does that mean to their life?
What does that mean to their life? Is that they're beginning their life in a country that currently owes quite a bit of money to the Chinese. And if anybody's ever been to China before, I have several times. Not several, but a few times. When you look at a company like China that has open manholes, kind of like Sochi right now, open manholes, a non-existent EPA and FDA. You know, no one wants to buy any toys, you know, manufactured in China. They're full of lead and like they last one day. When you look at the quality of life in China, you know, no human rights, Christians, you know, disappear in the middle of the night, and you compare it to supposedly the United States, the leader of the free world, and you think they own us? This is the best America could do with our trillion-dollar debt and the Chinese own us? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So one thing,
okay, again,
the economic
situation.
Put
the politics aside. Let's put the politics aside a little bit and talk about the day-to-day impact. So your kids are 10 years younger than mine. My older son at 20 will be out of college, if he even finishes college, in 2 years. What can he expect?
Well, he will not expect Social Security, right? I mean,
I get Social Security, and I'm a lot closer.
Right. I mean, over 65, fair to say those over 65 currently in 2014 are getting some sort of Social Security benefits. Your son, my children, will not, I don't think, at all will expect that, won't see a penny of that. Okay, number one.
Will
number
they still
two,
be paying into it?
That's a good question. I suspect they might be.
Or will it just implode and go away?
They'll be paying into something. I don't know what type of, I don't know how Social Security will look, but and exactly what those benefits will be, but I suspect they'll be paying into something. I think that will be without a doubt. They will be paying into something. Okay, I don't
continue
you know,
the projection because Social Security to a 20-year-old is way down the line. I want to know what my 22-year-old in 2 years will face beyond, you know, maybe no Social Security in retirement. But they can't see past 23 when you're 22, let alone when you're 55.
So, as we discussed in the last segment, I think his health care is going to be looking pretty different. And, you know, actually, I don't know what that will look like, but I'm not predicting it's going to be a sound. Here's an analogy I've heard. I think our healthcare system will be like the DMV for healthcare. That's what I think it'll be. It'll be go and stand in line and pick a number. And we're not going to like the customer service. We're not going to like the quality of care. We're not going to like anything. It's going to be like the DMV for healthcare. And that, I think, is a connotation that we all understand and no one likes, because no one likes to go to the DMV. And I don't think we're going to
You know what's so interesting? There's a disconnect among all of these different things going on. You know, at the same time as you're painting, and I believe it's legitimate, a sort of grim picture of what our kids are going to face, I listened to a lecture not so long ago that the average baby born in the United States today has the likelihood of living to be 100 years old. So in spite of all the healthcare problems, the quality of our basic life is better. I mean, basic diseases are taken care of. So we're talking about living to be 100 at the same time as the economy and the quality of life in so many other ways seem to be at odds with our lifespan. Plus we have, and this is the biggest issue, Sherilyn, that I think is just not being addressed by anybody. We have a demographic nightmare that we are all facing, with way too many elderly and not enough young, because all Western countries are not procreating. Japan is
going away.
Japan is actually going away. Their economic slump has continued not because of their economy being bad, but because they're so upside down with overly too many elderly and not enough young. You want to know something that blows me away? They sell more adult diapers in Japan than baby diapers.
What a shame.
That's where we're heading. Singapore is heading. All of Europe is heading. So you add that into the mix of everything, and we have a really big problem. God, I'm being grim here. I don't mean to be. I mean, I still feel my life is great, but I'm worried about my kids.
Yes. Yes. I agree. We should be concerned for the lives and the future of our children and grandchildren. So first was economic. And I want to touch on foreign affairs. We live in a really dangerous world. Now, they're
Wait. You're wrong. Al-Qaeda's on the run and the terrorists are all fixed. And Obama took care of that, didn't he?
Right, right. Yes. Well, he has, in fact, I would argue, been asleep at the switch for now, 5 years now. So North Korea has, many would argue, has always been a dangerous place, right? Syria, Iran, they have been dangerous for quite a while. However, what we have in modern times is the development of nuclear weapons and nuclear capabilities and nuclear technology, and that is making our world incredibly dangerous with, and I might add, coupled with the fact that you have more and more radical dictators. One could argue in two instances, North Korea as well as Syria, that the sons are worse than the fathers ever were.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? Isn't that interesting? Yes. And the son in North Korea is so young that he could be around.
I mean, he's not even 30.
Yeah, he's not even 30.
Right. And defectors, North Korean defectors who I've talked to who've settled in Northern Virginia have said that the son, one could argue the grandson, because remember, his grandfather is the one who was the first real dictator of North Korea, he is much more brutal than his father and grandfather ever were.
So I've heard. It's frightening. Listen, we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Please, we got to wrap it up with any final words, literally in seconds, and where our listeners can find you.
So I think that summing up, our country is in a different place for our children and grandchildren, but they need to continue faith, and it's the job of parents, again, to instill that faith and, you know, perseverance in them. Your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E, B as in boy, O-N. I always follow back.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Cheryl, and it's been a joy having you on for two segments. Stay tuned. After this break, we will have Pastor Drew for some spiritual talk.
Round 2 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start slaying with ladies, cause he's the man. Settles down a couple years later with the dope.